Absolutely. There's nothing more important to the president right now than getting our economy going, putting people back to work, putting a little extra money in the pockets of folks who are struggling as they face this tough, tough economic time. And I think the message that he made very clear tonight is the Congress should pass this plan, and they should do it right this minute, and that it's fully paid for. It is bipartisan in nature. There are provisions in here that both Democrats and Republicans have supported before, and there's no reason why we can't move forward right this minute. There are benefits in here for small business. There are opportunities for construction. In fact, Rachel, I was thinking about you this morning. When I woke up, I turned on the TV, and I saw the commercial that you have standing in front of a bridge. And you're saying that, you know, the private sector can't do everything. There are certain things that Americans expect their government to do. Our infrastructure is vitally important. Putting people back to work with construction is important. Our roads, our bridges, our sewers, our waterways, our dams. This is what makes our country so special. And as we try to compete in this global marketplace, we need to rebuild our infrastructure. We need to rebuild our schools. We need to make sure that teachers and first responders and veterans who are coming home from serving our country so proudly have jobs waiting for them. We know all across the country, companies are discriminating against people who've been out of work for a long time. This bill has a very important provision where if you've been out of work for over 6 months, we'll give a company a benefit if they will hire you so that we can get the long-term employee back to work with the skills that they need. And so there's no reason why we can't move forward decisively and promptly. The president is going to draft the legislation, make the job a little easier for Congress, and send it up there next week.
Next week? The president.
Next week.
Does that mean that the president has a plan for passage here? Has he met with the individual committee chairman, or is he planning to meet with the individual committee chairman? Is he planning on doing a full court press to lobby for this passage?
The president plans to do a full court press with the American people. So he'll be in Virginia tomorrow. He'll be in Ohio next week. As he said this evening, he intends to take this message all over the country. The reason why he wanted to do the speech this evening before Congress was not just to speak to the members of Congress. Yes, it's important that they hear the message, but it was also important that he have a chance to speak directly to the American people. They're the ones who are out there struggling, trying to make ends meet. They're the ones who elected the people who are representing them here in Washington. And now is the time for Washington to remember that and act.